But it's time for our Money Talk conversation with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
The other day, because since I live downtown, when I go to the store, I come back downtown and I park near my building to unload the groceries, and then I go park in the parking garage near the station, which is about 7 blocks away. But that's where my parking is. So, you know, sometimes I like to have quarters with me, change with me. So I could put it in the meter. Don't always want to, you know, put it on the debit card. At the store, I asked for, you know, a couple of dollars in quarters, and they said, "Well, we don't sell coins anymore. We don't have quarters for sale." What's going on?
Well, it's a good observation. There has become a shortage of coin as a result of COVID. Generally, this is really throughout the country, and the Federal Reserve Bank has just in the last couple of weeks started to recognize that we've got to do something about the circulation of coin. It's not really a shortage in coin, Scoot. There's about almost $50 billion of change in circulation at any one time, and the U.S. Mint produces about 1 million new coins a month, so a billion new coins a month, so about 12 billion a year. So it's about a 25% turnover a year. Mm-hmm. But the problem is twofold. On one hand, the U.S. Mint had to cut back on their production in the first part of this year. Because of COVID, they were trying to protect their employees and cut back hours, and it's hard to produce coin remotely from home. You can't really do that.
Right, so there's right.
A lack
well, not,
of production.
Probably not legally.
Exactly, that too. So the lack of production on the one hand, and then on the other hand, you just got the disruption because of the impact on businesses. You've had people switch to ordering online. You've got them doing curbside, yeah, or delivered to their house, and that's all debit and credit card transactions. You've got businesses that are closed that haven't gone to the bank and emptied their cash registers in months, and so it's come to a halt between a combination of consumer behaviors and the mint cutting back on production to where there's a shortage right now. It's hard to get coins out there.
Is it because in part people hang on to their change? I mean, I've got some change on my nightstand and my dresser, and you know it's there. I mean, I tend to use change more than, I mean, not pennies, but I tend to use change more than the average person if I'm going to spend some time putting money in meters. I'll exhaust my change before I'll put it on the debit card. But do we still need change?
Well, apparently we do. So many of the machines are geared to change. As you said, the parking meters are geared. The ones who are suffering from the stoppage of the circulating coins are those kind of industries. It's public transport. It's vending machines. It's car washes that use change. It's laundromats where you use change. Those particular businesses are having great difficulty, and even just some of your small retail shops, great difficulty getting coinage. So, people have always saved their coins. I think we all have a coin jar of some kind. And I don't know that that's gotten worse through COVID than normal. But this may lead to less usage of coins. You never know how it's going to pan out.
I thought it was interesting. You know, Americans are really set. We're very set in our ways. I mean, I'm an American too, so I'll say not they're set in there. We're all set in our ways as Americans. And I thought it was interesting how much the Treasury Department really pushed the dollar coin. And it really, you know, silver dollars were part of our monetary system many, many, many years ago. And so there was this resurrection. There was this new dollar coin. And it seemed like this was designed for the rising price of things in vending machines. But instead of people accepting the dollar coin, the vending machine companies were really forced to convert their machines into accepting paper dollars.
Exactly. That's one of those plans long thought out, and they thought that was going to be accepted, and it just frankly wasn't. The public never accepted the usage of those gold coins. In fact, I had my grandsons into turn in some change just last week, and at the bottom of their barrel there must have been $20 worth of those gold coins that they just tuck in there. It just never came to pass. I think that might have been based on, you know, the UK system, where they seem to use the pound coin much more over there, and they thought that it would be accepted here in the States, and it just never was.
So Ron, just briefly explain again why there is this apparent shortage of coins. You know, again, I couldn't get the store to sell me quarters for the parking meter.
Well, usually your consumers will use coins, businesses will make change. They'll, at the end of the day, deposit those coins with banks. Banks will count the coin, bag it, and send it to the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank will roll the coins and redistribute it to the banks who ask for the coinage to service their customers who are asking for the rolled coin. But that's where you get the disruption that so many of the shops didn't even open for a couple of months, so there's so many cash registers out there with coins that never turned over, and the consumers cut way back on their usage of currency and coin, and so the coin is still out there. It's just not in the right place. It didn't move as it would normally move. Plus the lack of production of new coin. So just all built on it.
It'll be interesting to see. To see how this plays out. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thank you for being with us this afternoon on WWL.
Thanks so much, and turn in your coins. Help us out.
They need them. Yeah, it's actually worth something. I mean, you get four quarters, that's a whole dollar. All right, Ron, thanks.